Sleep, still dream chasing, grind all day, put it in their faces. Rhyme book sacred, flipping through the pages. Labyrinth flow, I am so amazing. Every day I grow, I'm just going through the phases. Took a little time cause I'm going through some changes. Looking in the mirror, unfamiliar with the faces. Time doesn't wait, I guess I'm going through the ages. Broke free from the cages, but I don't wanna fly though. You only live once, I don't wanna die though. Gotta tell the truth cause too many of them lying though. Guess I be the shooter, execute them with a blindfold. Tell them what you ride for. Is it the money, the hoes, the clothes, the dope? Cause that ain't what I rhyme for. Leaders never follow. I be on some king shit. Man, I had a dream. What if Martin Luther King spit? What if ain't nobody hate? What if it was all love? What if there was no guns? What if there was no drugs? What if I was throwed off? Matter of fact, I am G. Shots from the Henny cause a hater wouldn't tempt me. Don't tempt me. Yeah, I had about enough. Shit'll get real like it was snowing on the bluff. Ain't too many friends. Kinda hard for me to trust. Mike Bars, Eastside. You catch me in the cut. What?
Dead of Hip Hop here with Mike Bars. It's good, man. That is a listening session.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike Bars on our Dead of Hip Hop Approved Volume 1 mixtape, man. Check it out. Check out his track. Actually, it's on the mixtape, so check out the track, man. It's dope as hell. Produced by SMKA.
Shout out SMKA.
Yeah.
Right, well, yeah, but to start off, man, like, you know, one thing we want to do is definitely kind of introduce the people to you.
Right.
And get them, you know, acclimated to who you are. You know, and like your early beginnings and this, that, and the other. And then I was realizing, like, we were setting up for this. I was like, damn, I don't think I know shit about this guy. You know what I'm saying? So, starting out, like, where are you from, though?
I'm from East Atlanta.
East Atlanta?
Stone Mountain, to be exact.
Born and raised, ATL.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Damn, that's what's up, man. So, how long you been rapping?
10 plus years.
10?
Yeah, over 10.
Wow.
I'm rapping in high school, you know. And just kind of kept it going.
What kept it going for you though?
Just I guess it's the energy and the feedback that I was getting, and just the love, yeah, the support.
You were nice,
like, being in Atlanta, like, what's your influence? Who are you influenced by a lot, mainly? You know, being
in
not
Atlanta?
Just Atlanta, but just hip hop scene in general. Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of artists. Like, okay, I name a few. Like, Pac, definitely.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Andre 3000. Eminem, I rock with Scarface, you know, in the rap world. Then you got, I like old school R&B, so I'm influenced by that. Like Isley Brothers, Spinners, Marvin Gaye.
Right.
And I like a little rock too, you know what I mean? Like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay.
I mess with them, man. Guns N' Roses, they pretty tight. Michael Jackson too, man.
Like, okay.
Anything that's real, like, just soulful.
So,
okay. Like, if I can feel your music, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of influenced by it and I like that. So.
Speaking of that, have you ever thought about tapping into producing since you...
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I tried it once and I don't have the patience for it.
Oh, okay. It's
but how was the beat,
though? Too many damn sounds.
How did the beat come out?
The beat was pretty decent.
All right.
It was decent. It's just the patience.
The mixing and the...
It's just the damn...
Math, yeah.
And
I understand.
Yeah. If I could, though, like if I could big crit that thing, I would. You know what I'm saying? I really would, but... I've been trying to perfect what I'm doing now, which is writing, you know what I'm saying?
What made you redo that, The Vent? I remember you did like one of Chris, like one of my favorite songs, The Vent. What was your inspiration for that?
Just the whole song, like when I heard the song, I was inspired by it. I'm like, that's like one of the realest songs I've heard in a long time.
That's like one of my favorite songs.
It touched me right here, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of did my own little rendition to it too.
Because prior to this, you were known as Golden Child. What prompted the name change to Mike Bars?
Just change out with the old and with the new kind of situation. And I kind of, you know, subconsciously felt like Golden Child would place me in that box. It was like a box that I kind of felt.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I wanted cast to not be like, oh, he's an Asian rapper. So now it's like when you see Mike Bars, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? If I'm Asian, if I'm black, white, green, blue, whatever. But you gonna hear the music.
You sound like it, right? Yeah, because that was one of the things when Jerry from Why Cause I Camp, he gave me the tape or your CD, and he was listening to us. And I was like, yo, you know, he kind of nice. He passed it to you, and he was like, so, you know, you never would guess what race, or nationality, whatever you asked me at the time. I was like, what is it? And then, you know, he told me, I was like, get the fuck out of here. He was like, nah. I was like, word? He was like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay, that's dope. So, yeah, so then, you know, later on, of course, you know, they did the Mike Bars thing. So I kind of see where you're coming from as far as, you know, trying to make sure you're not stuck in a box and you can't get out of that box.
Right.
Yeah, so that's dope.
It is a box.
Yeah.
It is a box.
Did you find that was something that you were encountering, though, early on, like in your career when you were rapping?
I seen early signs of it. And okay. I kind of nipped it in the bud, like, all right, this ain't gonna go down. Like,
okay.
No, so why right. Mike Bars? Why that name particularly? Is it a?
Well, it actually created itself.
Okay.
Well, the idea I had was like I wanted to use my initials of my real name, which is MC, and I implemented that in Mike. And,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of broke it down, MIC as microphone.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then Bars came when I used to perform. I still do actually, and people be like, Bars. Yeah. Like, he got Bars.
Yeah.
So I kind of put them together.
One thing I noticed too about the track list of your mixtape, which I appreciated personally, is that you only had 10 tracks. And I love, everybody know I love, you know, short projects. So I'm like, okay, cool. What made you go with just 10 tracks and not go with like the usual 18 or 16
or
whatever?
I mean, with me, like, you gotta give people just enough, man.
Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Cause people ain't gonna sit there and listen to 25 tracks.
You're right,
don't give a damn who you are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, they wanna hear what they wanna hear, they wanna get enough, and it's good. It's like a dose. You give people doses, you don't, you know, overfeed them, you know what I mean? And a lot of great albums had 10 tracks, you know what I mean? Like, I think Michael Jackson, Thriller had 10. I think Illmatic had 10. Marvin Gaye, one of his albums had 10. It's just enough, you know what I mean? So that's why I went with 10 tracks.
Style. How would you describe your style? Like, if somebody was watching, like, I don't know. You know, like, how would you describe your style to make somebody say, you know what, let me go check him out? Like, you better check the mixtape out, because you'll get a chance to hear it. But just in case you don't want to do all that work, he'll kind of let you know what it is.
You mean, like, in comparison to other artists?
I mean, you know, just, I don't know if you even have to compare, just how you want to describe it.
Yeah, what you expect.
Okay, it's just a lot of originality, man, real creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I take my time when I write my bars. I really can't say if I sound like somebody.
Okay.
I can't say that. I've heard it all though. If, like, from what people say, I've heard from T.I. to Phil Mob to Bubba Sparks to just the list goes on and on. All
right.
Yeah, but people also say I influence. Like, when somebody hear my song and they be like, bro, I haven't felt like that since I heard Pac.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? It's not comparing me to Pac. I sound like that. It's just the feeling that Pac
in that person.
Yes,
that
so it's
kind of
like
moment.
I dig deep. You know what I mean? Like, I touch your heart when I speak. So,
like, does that give you like how I feel to hear that? Like, does that give you like,
man,
a lot of inspiration? Like, keep to keep doing.
I go even harder.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I hit the gas all the way down after I hear that. Like, damn, I made you feel like that.
Yeah,
you know what
like
I'm
a legend, someone that you first.
Somebody that my favorite rapper. Yeah.
So what about the tape, man? Tell us about the tape. Like, what should we expect to hear from the tape?
Oh, the tape is entitled Got Bars. It's really no super duper breakdown.
Mm.
It's I Got Bars, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm spazzing out on tracks. I'm just letting cats know, man. This is what I do. This is what I do. I spit, and it's really no. It's just straight spit, straight lyrics, and in your face, listen, what I gotta say right quick, you know what I'm saying?
So 10 tracks.
What it is.
10 tracks.
10 tracks. 10 tracks. 10 tracks.
Yeah, that's what's up.